Chapter 3. As the three fairies flew off, Kate scrambled after them.
"Quick!" she cried. "Don't let them get away this time!"
The girls chased the fairies through the forest. They ducked under branches. They climbed over fallen logs. They hadn't heard Spring's message and didn't realize that the fairies wanted them to follow.
"Where do you think we're going?"
Lainey asked, panting a little. The trees were starting to thin out. They could see blue sky up ahead.
"I don't know," Kate said, "but I..."
As Kate stepped into the clearing, her words died on her lips. The other girls came up behind her. They too fell silent in wonder. To understand what the girls felt when they first saw Pixie Hollow, think of your most marvelous dream. Maybe it was filled with soft sunlight, or beautiful music, or the smell of orange blossoms. Maybe you discovered hidden treasure. Maybe everything felt possible. For the girls, Pixie Hollow was all those things and more. They were standing at the edge of a meadow thick with wildflowers, and everywhere they looked, they saw fairies. A fairy rode past on the back of a jackrabbit. Another wove through the air chasing a bright blue butterfly. Fairies darted in and out among the flowers. Their wings sparkled in the sunlight. Kate started to step forward. Then she drew her foot back with a gasp. A fairy was crossing the ground in front of her. He was riding in a little cart pulled by a mouse. When he saw Kate, he almost fell off his seat in surprise. The girls made their way slowly through the meadow, being careful where they stepped. Fairies in flower petal dresses buzzed around them. Soon the girls had drawn a crowd. The fairies kept repeating the same word, clumsy.
"Why do they keep saying that?" Mia wondered.
"Maybe they're talking about you," Kate teased.
"I'm not clumsy," Mia said, offended.
She turned to the nearest fairy, saying,
"I've had 3 years of ballet."
The fairy darted away in alarm.